There's a lot going on around Atlanta this weekend. To learn more about these events, I recently spoke with Kimberly Harbrecht of our arts and entertainment website, Atlanta Planet.
This Saturday is the next concert in the Autry Mill Unplugged concert series with the band Just Because, with Jerry Brunner, Bruce Gilbert, and Cindy Craven. It's up in Johns Creek at the Autry Mill Heritage Village.
And the village itself has an appeal, right?
It does. This is a 46-acre nature preserve that has historic buildings throughout. They've been relocated there over the years from the surrounding Johns Creek and Alpharetta area. And so this concert series takes place within the 1800s Warsaw Church they have on property there.
And when can people go and see a show?
That's this Saturday. There's a reception starting at 7 p.m. inside one of the historic farmhouses. And then the concert starts at 8 in the church. Tickets are $20. And if you are a Johns Creek resident, it's only $14.
What is a zine, and why is Atlanta throwing them a festival?
Zine is short for magazine. It's not a traditional magazine like you might at first picture. This is more of a literary art meets visual art, and it's really steeped in the DIY movement. This is the third annual Atlanta Zine Fest that they were throwing this weekend. This year, their topic is girls. So everything is from, you know, talking about the riot girl groups of the 90s. You know, it might seem like a simple craft project at first when you hear about it, but it's a really respected art form that's really growing, especially here in Atlanta.
Times, locations, and prices?
The Atlanta Zine Fest is this Saturday. That's at iDrum in downtown Atlanta. The theme may be girls, but it's open to everybody, and tickets are free.
Another event that stands out is the Attack of the Killer Tomato Festival. What a great name. What does it entail?
This is kind of foodie heaven this weekend.
Oh.
It's hosted by Chef Ford Fry at one of his restaurants. It's at JCT Kitchen, which is in the Westside Provisions District over in West Midtown. It's the seventh year for this event. So this is something that's gains in popularity every year. There are about 40 different chefs coming from the South to participate in this, 20 mixologists, and about 30 farmers. And everything is a competition, so you know that the food is going to be good if there is a prize at the end. So in addition to all of the tomato-based food, there's also going to be live music throughout the afternoon from Ill Communication and Five Bone Rack, which is actually Ford Fry's all-chef band. VIP entry for the festival is about $125. That gets you in a little earlier than the regular crowd at noon. And general admission runs about $70. But this is a chance to really taste all the food from some of the South's top chefs. That is this Sunday from 1 to 5 at JCT Kitchen. And there's free parking at the Howard School on Foster Street.
What do you have in mind for families this weekend?
This weekend, we are bringing the kids to the trains.
Ooh.
At the Southern Museum's third annual Railroad Rendezvous. This is up in downtown Kennesaw, and it's a family-friendly event with indoor and outdoor activities all related to trains. There's an operating model train layout that will be there, all kinds of interactive games. That is this Saturday from 9:30 to 5. Tickets are $7 for adults, $6 for seniors, and $5 for kids ages 4 to 12, and free for kids 3 and under.
That was Kimberly Harbrecht of Atlanta Planet with some of this weekend's events. For more information on any of these events, you can visit us online at wabe.org/preview.